This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, the voice you're hearing, Adam Carter in for Chad Hartman. I talked to Chad earlier. He's doing a little R&D today on a beautiful November day.
He's regretting it already. Yeah.
He said he might be into the cocktails by a couple of holes and then... And I said, great, because if you're into the cocktails, give me a call. Call me on the air. Give me a live assessment of how I'm doing. If I'm still here, because this is absolutely true. During the news, I got an open up my station email, and it says, hello, Adam Carter. The due date for this mandatory training has passed. This is compliance training for Odyssey, a company that owns us. I have been derelict. In my duties to do compliance training, anti-harassment and discrimination comprehensive training. And it said, you must complete it immediately. Failure to do so may lead to disciplinary action.
Anti-harassment and what was the other?
And discrimination.
See, that's the problem. I know those are things you're in favor of, so clearly
right.
you wouldn't do the anti.
And as Lindsey pointed out, Trump has been elected now. If I wait it out a couple of months here, maybe I won't have to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get rid of those
guidelines.
We're all
on board with harassment and discrimination at this point, right?
But I'm concerned. Like, so immediately, that means right now. Do I have to do this right now?
I think it would be nice.
Can I do the anti-harassment training while I'm on the air at the same time?
Well, they give you a window. If they didn't, I'd say it's pretty much immediate. You got to get this done.
Oh, boy. So, I mean, by the end of the show, I may be out of a job.
Might be by 1 o'clock.
Some people, apparently, plenty of people would applaud. I got on the text line this morning, even though I wasn't on the air this morning, and some guy was texting me saying, end up in a hole and bury yourself in the hole. That's always good to wake up to see that.
Well, that's fine. I think you earned that from not being on the air pretty much at all yesterday.
Right. We'll get to that in a little bit. Actually, let's get to it now because that's my opening topic because I heard a little bit of my co-host this morning talking about how some colleges and universities, in response to the election, have either given students the day or opened up for lack of a better term, you know, safe spaces, some counseling if they need to. And I understand the pushback saying, come on, it's an election, you're at a university, and the point of universities, which I've said many times, is to talk things out. It's like to hopefully have a disagreement, learn how to disagree civilly, learn how to have different points of view. But I've kind of seen that or heard that from other people, too, saying, you know, the election's over. You just got to move on. And there's some truth to that, moving on, for whatever that means to you. I agree with that if it's consuming you so much that you find you have an inability to do things, that it's consuming you so much that it's really taking away from your enjoyment. However, I don't think you can just simply move on and say, okay, this election didn't go the way I wanted to. I'm just going to continue with my life. Because if you feel that, if you think people are able to do that easily, I think you are really, really being dismissive of serious concerns that people have. And you may be somebody who supported Donald Trump and voted for Donald Trump and say, get over it, move on, we won. But you have to at least acknowledge that there are many, many people who have serious concerns over what will happen come a second Trump administration. And those concerns aren't just of garden variety concerns. There are people who are fearing for their rights. There are people fearing that even ones who may be in this country illegally but may have been for a long time and have a family and have established themselves, that suddenly somebody's going to come knocking on their door and round them up and take them and remove them from the country. There are other concerns. Women have many concerns over what their freedoms are going to look like. And I know there's this part of people saying, if you believe that, you're buying into just hyperbole and you're just buying into a false outrage. Whether it's TDS or whatever you want to call it, that's just bluster from a guy. And you're being very dismissive. And if we want to get to a place where we are Americans, where we can live together and agree to disagree and be able to talk through things, you can't be dismissive of people's feelings like that if they have those strong feelings. So the quote-unquote, get over it or move on, it's a little offensive. And I know what people are already going to text me. Well, we heard the same thing in 2020. And you're right. It has to stop somewhere where somebody has. You can't just do something because, well, they did it to us, because that just perpetuates things, and you can't move on from there. So we need to stop it somewhere. When you hear that, I don't know if you've experienced that or if you've seen that anywhere where people just say, and there's two different things. It's one thing to say, oh, get over it, move on, in a very callous way. But it's another thing to say, okay, I have to at least what word am I looking for? Thank you.
Compartmentalize.
Thank you, Lindsay.
That's why she's here.
That's right. That is something you absolutely have. You can't let it consume you so much that you can't function.
Mm-hmm.
But I think whatever term you want to call it, either, okay, coming to realization of what's happening or grieving or whatever it is, that you should allow people grace to do that. I mean, have you seen that where people are callously saying, get over it?
Oh, I'm sure it's happened.
Yeah.
I mean, have you heard of social media, Adam? I think people are a little callous there once in a while. I saw those stories about what colleges and schools are offering, and part of it I get it. Part of it I did find a little bit too touchy-feely.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason is, if the result had gone the other way, I have a hard time believing they would have reached out to the college Republicans
100%.
And said, hey, come on in, yeah, play with Legos, do some coloring, just have some chill time in the safe space we have here.
But I'm going to push back on you there, though, because that terminology, okay. And we do that, and I get it. It was like, oh, here's your safe space. We kind of mock that. But I also feel like that some people really mentally are having difficulties. And now, is it solely based on the election? No. But is it based on maybe other things happening in their life, and this just plays another role in that? Absolutely. And I don't want to discourage people or suggest that people, it's just they're being quote-unquote snowflakes because they're upset at the result of the election.
Well, and I hope if we're reaching out to kids or, if adults are having the same issues, I hope we're doing more than providing that safe space, that chill spot that, you can get away from it all for a little bit right now. I hope we're doing more than that and saying, okay, now that you've had your time to relax, take it all in, do what you need to do. Now it's a lesson in mobilization or in turning your feelings into actions. You say get over it. There's getting over the loss.
Mm-hmm.
Of your side losing the election, and there's perhaps not wanting to get over what you feel you have lost. If you feel that Donald Trump going into the White House, or if you had felt that Kamala Harris going into the White House, if you were a Trump fan, was taking away your rights or changing things for the worse for the country. This is the time to get over the loss, but also not get over, what you're fighting for.
Mm-hmm.
Whether name your issue, whatever it is, if you feel that, Project 2025 is going to be the end of this, if you are concerned about, what's going to happen to immigrants in this country, if you're concerned about, what could happen with women's rights, et cetera, keep going down the list. Well, now's the 4 years to actually get involved and, mm-hmm. and do something. Like, you know, Chad, you've heard him for however many years talk about our two parties and how he, you know, seemingly every election hates both candidates, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was never going to vote for Donald Trump, wasn't a fan of Kamala Harris, was thinking, oh, man, might vote for Dean Phillips, might vote for Chris Christie. You only right. threw all these names. And my argument back to him was constantly, you know, this isn't the time to do that. You know, 2 days before the election to decide which random, you know, person you're going to vote for. I get you think you're making a point, but you're not making a point on the greater scale. You have 4 years now to make a point on the greater scale, America. Yep. You know, if it's looking for a third party or if it's getting involved with a specific candidate or issue that means a lot to you, now's the chance to mobilize. And if it's, you know, if you feel that right. Donald Trump is a danger to this country or whatever you care about, use that fire, use that passion.
Mm-hmm. In good ways, by the way.
Yes.
In ways that, you know, and I guess I'd in good way, I don't know what that means, but in ways that where you can really make a difference.
Yeah. Don't be destructive to mm-hmm. yourself or to others yep. or to the country. Don't yep. go show up at the Capitol and, you know, have another January 6th right. moment. We don't need that. But there's plenty of ways to do it. And specifically, if you're on a college campus, my goodness, there's yeah. Plenty of outlets for anybody.
Exactly. So move on from the election. How does that look for you? And maybe you're one of these people saying you have to, you know, either move on, get over it because you live, the people have spoken, even though I feel like that's kind of callous to the people who have great concerns over what's going to happen. You can suggest that, but also you can have some empathy for people who are a little concerned over how the future is going to look.
Or have a little concerned, a lot concerned, that might be really struggling.
Correct. 651-461-9226. Are you one of those people who say, you know, I'm sorry, moving on isn't as easy as it sounds? Or are you the person who says, no, you have to move on. It's not going to be as bad as you think. 651-461-9226. Your calls, your phone calls, your texts, up next on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, you just spilled the beans. It would have taken me several guesses to figure out what the bumper music of the day is.
No. You're a Gordon Lightfoot aficionado.
By the way.
No, keep singing.
It's not one of my favorites. I mean, it's a great song. It's probably most popular song. But if you know the Gordon Lightfoot catalog, you know there are many other.
Who doesn't know the Gordon Lightfoot catalog?
I mean, I'm your Gordon Lightfoot correspondent here.
You're a friend of Ontario's finest.
Met the man at one point. So they're opening, the debate whether or not to open a Gordon Lightfoot museum. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, we both saw that
story.
His
hometown of... I believe it's Orsilla, Ontario.
Something like that, small town.
Yeah, Gordon Lightfoot. Of course, this is Gordon's month, November. This is because you got November 10th is the anniversary of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And everywhere on TikTok, by the way, I'm on the TikTok. Suddenly, I must have lingered on a video about the Edmund Fitzgerald because now my feed is full of people of Edmund Fitzgerald related stuff, which I love, by the way.
China Give now me knows all. They have yes, Edmund Fitzgerald. Right.
They know the way to get to me is talk about Lake Superior shipwrecks.
Get this guy all the gitchagumi we right. have.
I haven't moved on from the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald. That's my point. And people are saying, get over it, move on. That is my topic to open the show about the election. And people who either say, hey, get over it callously, or say, you know, you just got to move on with your life. And how people react to that, or if you're one of those people who are telling people to, hey, just get over it and move on. I had to do the same thing. If you're a Trump supporter, you say, I had to do the same thing in 2020, even though a lot of Trump supporters didn't really move on. That's kind of the response. Rich has called in. Let's go to Rich. He's on the StylesFinancial.com talk line. Rich, what do you think about this?
first and foremost, longtime listener, first-time caller. I really appreciate the sincerity and the open dialogue. I really like that. Thank you for having these discussions.
Thank you.
My question is you're welcome. My question is I don't remember you saying these things 4 years ago when it went the other way, and maybe I missed it. Maybe it did come up, but I just wasn't listening that day or something like that. But I don't remember this topic being discussed this much yesterday and today 4 years ago.
Fair point, Rich. Again, that's and again, what I mentioned that I did mention that in the first segment. I'm sure there are a lot of people on the left who said after Joe Biden won the election, move on, get over it. The people have spoken. You're absolutely right. And at some point, one side, or if it's, I can say one side, but it has to come down to individuals to say, okay, we have to stop this. We can't just say, okay, because the other side did it, we're going to do it. And that goes for anybody. That at some point, one of us, somebody has to say, we have to stop this, because if we're going to live together and if we're going to keep moving forward, we have to stop that chain. It can't just be, okay, I'm going to bide my time, and then four years from now, if a Democrat wins the White House, I'm going to do the same damn thing to them and say, ha, 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 get over it, because that's not a good way to go either. I totally get where you're coming from, Rich.
You're 100% correct. 100% correct, and I couldn't agree more. I think that is absolutely what needs to be done. It needs to be compassion, reconciliation.
Thank you.
There needs to be togetherness. And you know what?
Empathy.
When we say that Pledge of Allegiance, we say liberty and justice for all. Not liberty and justice for me and my friends or people who look like me, but liberty and justice for all. And you got to mean it when you say it.
Well said, Rich. Can you just say one more time, Adam, you're 100% right.
Adam, you're 100% right. I agree with you. I don't agree with you on everything.
I know.
But in this particular
case,
you've said, you're correct.
Right.
But in this particular case, I think you've laid it out very logically, and you've come from an absolute position of empathy and reconciliation, and how do we move forward together? And that's what we need to do. We need to move forward together.
Rich, call in anytime. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Kirk is next up. Kirk, you're on the StylesFinancial.com talk line.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing well. What's your call? What's your comment?
I went yesterday, and he's my brother, and he brought up a valid point, and I wanted to get your take on this. He said, you know, if I was a Democrat, I would be upset. And I'm like, why is that? And he goes, well, because. He goes, when Biden dropped out, he goes, they basically implanted Kamala or whatever, so that way
Kamala.
The Democrats didn't have to give the money away.
Kamala Harris, yeah.
So they didn't have to give the money back. And really, the Democrats, as far as the nation's concerned, they really didn't have a choice to vote, you know, of who was going to represent them. And he said, he goes, if I was there, he goes, there's a lot of other people that are in the Democratic Party that I would have rather had in there than her.
Kirk,
and so I guess, what's your take on that?
Kirk, that's been discussed many, many times, and that's part of the finger-pointing and the consternation going on with the Democratic Party about what happened here. And that's been talked. I know Chad has talked about it many, many times, including with Dean Phillips, and Dean Phillips has laid that out very clearly, that the process, first of all, it should have come much sooner, the decision that Joe Biden, it should have been clear, either with him and his family and others, to say, I'm a transitional president, I'm going to step aside, let's have an open primary for the Democratic nomination. That's what Dean Phillips has said. And how much a difference would that have made? I don't know, because there were a lot of places across the country where it's clear that the shift has gone right. I mean, if you look at the states, deep blue states, the percentage of the voters, the support for the Democratic candidate, in this case Kamala Harris, was not even what it was for Joe Biden. So is that just a shift of people's feelings that they're going right? Would those people have voted for Trump no matter what? That's the big question, and we don't really know that. Chris is called. Chris, you still there? You're up next on the StylesFinancial.com talk.
Gentlemen, how are you boys?
Well, we're not all just boys. Lindsay's here, too. We've got a woman in the studio.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a first-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, all right. Appreciate it.
Anyway, I was just calling to say that Trump has a chance, or I should say Trump doesn't have a chance. the House and Senate have a chance to finally balance a budget for the country.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that was done back in the 90s by, obviously, a Democrat, Clinton. So since then, both sides of the aisle have whizzed it down their legs and have never balanced their checkbook. I mean, I get up every day, I have to balance a checkbook.
Yep.
If my checkbook is not balanced, the bank sends the checks back. I'm not from Minnesota, I'm from North Dakota. I have gone after my representatives, hounded them. I'm sick and tired of them. I told them, I said, you guys are done. I'm the bank. I'm the banker. You guys are not the banker. I am the banker. Your checks are being returned. Balance this budget. So now Trump has a chance. It doesn't matter because the House has to balance it and Trump has to sign off on it. The House has a chance now to finally balance a budget. And if they do, if Trump signs it and we got a balanced budget, look out. He's going to sign his name in history. If the House and the Senate does not balance a budget, it's just going to be another failure. And they are going to lose hardcore conservatives, true conservatives that really want, that don't believe in spending money, yep. You know, checks and balances. If they do balance their budget, watch out.
Thank you for bringing that up, because there's a...
They're going to lose a lot of people.
Chris, what's your faith that will happen?
Not good.
Not good.
Doesn't matter to Trump. He can holler and dream all he wants. It comes down to our state reps to balance the budget.
Very good. Chris, thank you very much for the call. We'll get into that with Tom Hauser, who's going to join me at 108, because if you're a fan of politics... what's happening with the Minnesota House is fairly intriguing, that we've got a perfect tie and what that means. I cannot wait to talk to Tom Hauser about that. Trump has never balanced a budget in life. Trump promised to balance the budget. Never happened. To text in response to Chris's call, and Chris said it. He's got little faith. I'll just leave you with this. Two texts. Adam, it's not like Minnesota where the DFL won and rammed everything down our throats, so get over it. Next one. Move on. Get over it. She was a bleep candidate, bleep weak VP, landslide baby. You're in your lib biased week, MN. Thank you for that text. I appreciate it.
Wow.
Telling me to get over it. I'll get over it after the break, because I got more things to talk about, including I've gone off on it so many times, but I got to bring it up again. Locking up toiletries in stores. I don't know why, but it's one of the great annoyances of my life. We'll get to that next. Very good song here.
This is your jam, right?
Thank you for doing this for me today.
And see it in your eyes when you hear the first couple strums of the guitar.
A little mist in my eyes. Is somebody cutting onions in here? Or is this just
sitting up in my deer stand, everything's peaceful.
That's right.
Won't see a buck for the next 2 days.
I don't care. I just want to be out in the woods, just me, myself, and I. Thinking about having to get a clerk to come over and unlock the cabinet so I can get Crest toothpaste.
Oh, okay.
So Walmart now, I refuse to live in a world. I refuse to accept that this country, we have to lock up toiletries to go into stores and get it out.
You know what? Get over it.
Yeah, thank you.
Get over it.
That's the message of the day. Get over
it's
it.
A you problem.
I guess it is a you problem, because so many people are like Jordana, think, oh, yeah, I have no problem with it. No, I don't. I have a problem with that. I'm sorry. I don't want to go into a store and have to wait to get somebody to unlock just so I can get like toothpaste and toiletries. I get it for high ticket items. But this is the response that stores are having to rampant theft. And do we just say, okay, well, they're going to still do that, so we have to lock up our stuff? I'm not willing to accept that. And I don't know what the solution is. I guess the solution is to, you know, maybe stop people from stealing. And again, if that's not an easy answer in this day and age. But the solution really is to lock stuff up, continue. I bring this up because Walmart now is testing technology that will let people open those security locks for products from their cell phones. So is that the solution, that we're going to have our own keys to get into these cabinets?
Sounds nice. Sounds at least better than having to go track down some,
right,
you know, lackadaisical employee that's doesn't even want to be there in the beginning.
And that's what it boils down to, too, because anybody, you know this, if you've been into his store and you say, boy, those Beats headphones, I really want those headphones. Let me find somebody to open it up. It takes you 15 minutes to find that person. And that's for, you know, that's for a big ticket item that you really want to get. You know, I refuse to believe that the best way to prevent theft, that we have to lock things up to prevent theft. I get it, like for your house, like, okay, you know, I guess this is the new, boy, I remember the day when you could leave your door open at night. You didn't have to lock your door at night. And so I guess we're just moving on to society. Well, I remember the days where you could walk into a store and just grab that scope. I don't know why I'm focused on, you know, like toothpaste and like.
Yeah. What if somebody has hemorrhoid issues. Cream?
Hemorrhoid preparation. You know, I remember the day when I had a hemorrhoid and I'd have to walk into the store. I could go in and get that preparation.
Now I got
to
call.
Now I got to ask somebody
Barry over
where it's
here
more
and
embarrassing than ever. Right. I told you, like, this would have solved a lot of problems when I was a kid, though. Like, there's no chance I'm asking somebody, hey, can you open up that cabinet so I can get condoms out of the out of the aisle?
I just need those.
Yeah, right. It was bad enough that I had to, you know, go and buy them and talk to the cashier.
Well, now you can, I mean, self-checkout. You can just, you don't have to talk to anybody. So, I mean, it sounds a little elitist, frankly, that you think you can lock up your house, but Sam Walton can't lock up the
toiletries.
Well, I mean, if Adams General Store, if you're experiencing problems with overwhelming theft and you're having to pay for it because, I mean, what are you doing?
Loss prevention, right? I get it. So if we do that, I guess my question is then, if we clearly a lot of stores are doing it, is this a lack of, you just don't have the employees to make it work properly? We don't have enough law enforcement to ensure that people aren't stealing from stores? Like, why is it so much different now than it was, I don't know, even like 5 years ago?
I mean, the environment has certainly changed the last few years. You learn all these, you know, theft rings and these, you know, groups that get together on a, you know, smash and grab. They'll just, you know, 50 people run into a store, grab everything they can, run out. It definitely feels like it's changed. And if you're running a store, I mean, anyone who has worked in retail in the last 10, 20 years, I'm sure has been told the very same thing. You know, do all you can to, you know, show people that walk in the store, show our guests that, you know, we're present. We've got an eye on things, yeah. You know, that they'll see you and everyone else in that, the official company uniform or whatever. They know that there's folks around here. But if they steal something, you can't get involved.
Right.
You know, don't chase after them. Don't do anything.
I understand that, yeah. Too, because like if you're willing enough to go into a place and just steal a bunch of crap, then you're probably willing to, you know, do what you can to get out of there before you don't want to get caught. Yeah. You're not going to say, oh, okay, I'm not going to.
And I mean, it is no fun. Obviously, it's no fun, but I'm sure Target and Walmart and every other place that has to lock things up, they've clearly done their homework. You know, you can go to the Target downtown here in Minneapolis, right on Nicollet Mall, and there's a lot more things locked up in that Target than there is at the Target where I'm living in Woodbury. You know,
yeah, that's it too.
Yeah, yep. It's absolutely, they know their neighborhoods. They, I'm sure, know which items are being targeted by, you know, somebody stealing one thing or a ring of thieves. And it's got to be in their best interest to say, you know what, I'm going to, you know, in their financial best interest to say, I'm going to anger Adam and those that are like him and say, you know what, I'm grumble, grumble, Target's locking up my crest. Yeah. Mr. Elitist toothpaste, too.
Okay. Well, that's a Crest is an elitist toothpaste?
No, actually, I love Crest. It's the only way to go. Colgate, terrible.
I got one from my dentist that was like the, the ones with the, they're much more effective, but they taste terrible.
Yeah. It might have been a
message. Have you seen the people that brush their teeth with charcoal?
That's
Lindsay's nodding her head. What's that about? What's the charcoal thing?
It's supposed to whiten the teeth, right?
Yeah.
supposed to help whiten your teeth. I don't know how you go from charcoal to like an unbelievable gleam you've never been able to achieve in your life beforehand, yeah. But people are doing it. It's all over the TikTok, or they'll put those mouth guards in that have infrared light on it. There's people taping their mouth shut when they go to sleep to help build their chin. I don't know. There's a lot of misinformation out there.
Yeah. I've read the charcoal actually just destroys your teeth. It grates away at the enamel, quite literally. Not the greatest idea.
Big denture trying to do that so they can get you
big
in dentures.
Denture.
So I guess this is just me, old man shaking his fist at how things used to be, because people are pointing out, yes, in the suburban stores. You know, if the stores are in neighborhoods with low crime, that typically this isn't the case. And
yeah, versus crime rampant Rosemount, sounds like.
No, the stores, like most of the ones that I have gone to, I haven't seen that. Which again, but I just, the fact that we have to do that, and now and I guess this app where you can. And again, somebody's like, well, why, if everybody can get the app, well, how does that prevent loss? I assume that you're signing up the app and
it's for like the Walmart
customer,
you know, plus.
Like
member.
If you are, yes, if you are on, like you are part of their system, then they know who you are as a customer.
Yeah. If you're just Bob consumer walking in there to get some toothpaste,
they're not just handing the keys out.
You got to find Johnny or Susie to unlock the thing.
And I guess we're just coming up with new ways of shopping. So where we can do it conveniently, and at the same time, these companies can prevent as much loss as they can, which is like, you know, the Amazon store, you know, the belief where you go in and you'll just be able to pick out items and everything will have a chip, and mm-hmm. you'll just be able to walk out the door and your card will be charged. I guess that's where we're moving to. But then I can't bitch about that.
So. No, you can. Yeah. You probably still will.
1248-651-461-9226. Back after this on CCO. Another banger. Another banger from Gordon Lightfoot. Just Gordon Lightfoot bangers all day. What's our legal limit on how long a song can play?
There is no legal limit on Gordon.
I thought. Oh, yeah, I know
Not
that.
On Gordon.
Before we have to pay the ASCAP fees. Gordon Lightfoot. That's the bumper music today in honor of, hopefully, I'd travel to Orsilla, Ontario, to see the Gordon Lightfoot Museum.
Would you go opening day?
Probably not. I'm not one of those people who likes to wait in line. It'll still be the same when I get there. I don't need to be one of the first people to go there. As long as they let me in.
I was walking by the armory on the way out here a couple days ago on election day, and you remember how lovely the weather was.
Yes.
Rainy,
cold,
windy,
chilly.
Trash.
Yep.
I'm not familiar with the bands that were playing that night. Maybe I'm just too old. Maybe they're just not big enough yet, but at least two dozen people waiting outside at 3:15, 3:30 to get in for what must be a 7 o'clock show. And I'm just walking by thinking, there was a time. There may have been a time.
I don't think there was a time for me.
I don't know that there would have been a time.
So that's general admission when you are like, okay.
Get up there as quick
get up
as
there
we can.
Right.
Front of the house.
Yep. Maybe once I'd try that. Those days are certainly past. I don't need to be up very close.
I mean, if you had never seen fish and you were a young man, this was your first fish show or Grateful Dead, whatever.
Yep.
And you saw the weather was what it was on Tuesday. How long are you giving yourself out in that cold, wet rain?
Not very long.
Oof.
My first fish concert was in 1995. This is before I didn't really even like the band, and a guy got me down to the third row, and we were standing there. They had seats, you know, so mm-hmm. it wasn't like an open floor. There were actual seats, and he got us to the third row, but there were like people actually in the seats. So I just like stood in front of somebody, and I was like, hey, sorry about this. I know there's, and nobody cared. Like, oh, yeah, come on in.
Yeah, it's fine. Hey, it's a fish show. It's a different kind of environment. You're all sharing the same smoke.
But people are loving the Gordon Lightfoot. Keep Gordon running as long as possible.
Should we do it tomorrow, too, when Chad's back?
Just all Gordon all the time for Friday, too. Gordon, a very Canadian name for some reason. I don't know what it is about Gord and Gordon. It's a very Canadian name.
Sting's real name, too, right? I think it's Gordon something.
Yeah.
Not Canadian.
No.
It extends beyond just Canada.
Yeah, but there's something about Canada. Gord. Like
Gordy?
Gordy, Gord, but it's more Gord. I don't know what it is. Good name, Gord.
A name and a decorative object you can put outside your house in the fall.
Wasn't there a company called Labels that did the very... I'm talking about these, you know, these having to go into a store and unlock a cabinet to get, you know, low-ticket items because theft is so rampant now, apparently, that stores in certain areas have to lock up their goods. And Walmart now will equip, if you're like a Walmart customer and you sign up for their program, they'll give you an app on your phone where you'll be able to unlock those cabinets. And I was just lamenting the fact that that's where we are. But I guess it's just me, the old guy screaming at the cloud saying that I wished life wasn't like this, but I guess apparently it is.
Get out there, Batman. Fight some crime.
Yeah, that'll be me.
Save all of us.
Just do that or get over it. It is 12:57. Tom Hauser, the chief political reporter for KSTP Television, Channel 5, who is a frequent guest of Chad, will join me after the news. So much to talk about, including a completely split, evenly split Minnesota House, and how on earth will that work? Or could it be the best thing that ever happens to Minnesota politics? I kind of believe in the latter. How about that? Let's talk to Tom about that when we get back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.